Breathe in. And breathe out. You're floating on a cloud. You have nothing to worry about. No problems at all. Your wife didn't leave you. She's not sleeping with your brother. You absolutely are not in any financial debt.
Oh, God.
You're definitely not bankrupt. You have no pain to worry about.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Hi, I've got my granddad here. He's coming in for his first ever tattoo.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. You messaged me earlier about this.
On Instagram, yeah.
I'm
yeah, that
ready.
Was me.
Been psyching myself up all day.
All right,
He's
amazing.
Really excited.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Thomas. You'll regret it when you get older.
Stop it, Philly. Just because you regretted your tattoo and now it looks sad. I'm ready. I've waited till I'm older.
This is Grandad's friend, Philly. He didn't actually invite him. He just kind of brought himself along to try and stop Grandad from getting a tattoo.
I've been talking about this for months and he's been talking me down for months.
I'm just really excited. You know, he's very passionate. What was the design you wanted again, Grandad?
What are you thinking of?
I've went through a few ideas, but I think I'm finally settled on, you know, a Celtic design.
Oh, yes.
I want a bee on top of that.
Right.
So generic. Can't believe you're going to get some. You're going to regret it for the rest of your life.
You didn't let me finish. But the bee itself is inverted. See, that's not. It's black and yellow instead of yellow and black. That's original. Jackass.
There's
no need for that language.
There's need for it around you all the time.
Is that something you can do? Would that be okay?
Yeah. No, just give me a wee minute. I will, you know, draw up a couple of ideas and then we'll see how you feel. Just like vibe it out because...
If that's not an option, we could go the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
But instead of swords and katanas, they're just holding hurley bats.
Oh. Yeah, no, would you prefer that one?
Not named after Italian artists in this one. They're all Irish artists.
That's really interesting.
That's why, and they paint with violence.
Wow.
He's very passionate.
That's deep. Yeah.
Is that original for you, Philly?
I still think you'll regret it for the rest of your days.
Just because my brother has the exact same one and regrets it doesn't mean I will.
Thank you for all the gifts. Thank you for the nibbles. Thank you for the years of your lives spent working with me.
Woo! Speech.
I'm doing a speech.
Let him finish! Sorry.
Yeah, to the point.
Let him finish!
So, it's a funny thing, really, because I looked forward to retirement for decades.
So did we, eh?
Hey!
But now it's here. I'm...
Can I have some more wine, please?
Yeah!
Now it's finally here. I'm scared. I'm scared about how I fill my days. I'm scared that what happened to my father, what happened to me, he was dead within 2 years.
Nobody cares!
He was dead within 2 years of retirement, and... I mean, he fell into a deep, deep depression.
Has he opened his gifts?
The
gifts from all of us, by the way.
I should have visited him more, but I've relocated here to Dunbracken for work and, you know, so far from the airport and it's cheaper to fly to Barcelona than
here he
back
is
home.
Going on about airport prices again.
Oh, he loves to travel.
But isn't it weird that you can fly further for less money than?
Can I have some more wine, please?
I'd go on holiday to Ibiza instead of visiting my dad, who got depressed and ill and died. I'm scared. But thank you for your efforts.
All right, great speech, Dash. Now, why don't you open this gift?
That's from all of us.
It's from all of us, even if not all of us put in the same amount.
Whoa.
Just saying.
We put in ratios as work from our pay slips.
Yep.
You like it?
Yes. It's interesting. Very, cuboid.
Yes.
Very cuboid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've got anything as cuboid as this in my house.
That's what we thought.
Is that an enormous Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. I mean, look, we jest, but we know you are worried about retirement. We thought this would keep your brain active.
Yeah, this will keep you busy for years.
All the squares are black.
They're slightly different tints. One's obsidian, one's dark gray.
Space black.
There's even a navy one.
Yep.
It's hidden, but it's in there.
It'll make sure your eyesight is sharp and keen.
Well, thank you.
I mean, that will keep you busy.
Are you sure these are different colours?
Yeah.
Oh, here's your card.
Oh, thank you.
Most of us signed it. Ben didn't, but...
I have a wrist problem.
Mm-hmm. We all know why that is, Ben.
That's not funny, no. I actually do. It's like carpal tunnel, but worse.
Can I have some more wine, please?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe slow down a wee bit.
Oh.
Look, it's okay. After five.
It's a lovely picture of a gorilla.
Yeah.
Something funny with its ears and hands.
It's a joke. The hands are the feet and the feet are the hands.
Don't you get it?
It's your favorite gorilla. It's dead now.
That's Gerald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's been so long since you've been to the zoo. Now that you've retired, you can go to the zoo every day. You can get a season pass.
You could bring your cuboid.
They've resurrected Gerald.
No, they
stuffed him.
Oh, who the hell did that?
Some crazy woman.
You could find
it out in your free time now. You see, there's so many ways to fill your day.
You don't have to get depressed like your dad.
Yeah.
You want me to stave off depression by... Finding out who taxidermied my favourite gorilla.
Endless
you love
vistas
true
of time.
Podcasts.
There you go. Yeah. You can start with that.
Do you think people would listen to a podcast where I try to identify bad taxidermists?
I think you can record one.
You could put it out into the ethernet and never look at the numbers. Sure, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
You could visit Granddad's grave.
Try to see who badly taxidermied him.
But the plane costs are so... So much cheaper. You know, I could go to...
You could go to the Balkans instead. You could compare the different costs. You could go to Ibiza
instead of going to visit his grave in Barcelona. We know. Or you could just go to Barcelona and...
Never come back. I mean, it's just a suggestion.
I mean, it's cheaper.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to listen to you speechifying all the time.
Your mum's still there too.
Yeah.
You keep complaining about never seeing your dad and your mum.
I think mum would be quite keen for you to do that.
Oh, that reminds me. I need your key card.
Do you need my gun as well?
You can keep it.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be hasty.
How are you feeling?
Why are you crying?
Didn't you hit my little speech there?
Well, we gave you a present.
I zoned in and out, to be quite honest. It was very long.
Yeah, it was tough.
I don't think I would be safe with a gun right now.
Well, if you feel unsafe, you should be armed, yeah.
No.
That's fine. You hold on to it.
Yeah, you keep the gun. I think that's... If you're worried about someone attacking you, it's better. Puts us at ease to know that you have your gun and can use it at any point during the day.
Yeah, it's very relieving.
Yeah. Now, we might be talking about company business, and that's, you know...
Yeah, and
confidential.
I've still got expertise.
Yeah, but you know, it's division, you know, if there's a leak and then you're not contract.
And the thing is, we have to decide,
still working till five.
You could have the day. Go on. Yeah, you can have the
day. That's fine.
You
take it off. We'll, don't worry. We'll just take it out of your final paycheck.
I want the final 3 minutes.
The thing is, Dad, we have to discuss who's taking over as president.
I don't want to. I have a carpal tunnel thing.
Yeah, we all know.
We all know.
It's a real condition.
Two more minutes. I can make a final department decision.
So it's me or him.
Yeah,
you know what? Which one of us is going to be president?
Do I get a vote?
No. Go jerk off in a copy room.
My decision is this. We're going to advertise.
No!
We're going to advertise the vacancy.
Absolutely not. It's
we're going to hire from outside the company.
We are your children.
We're going to hire from outside Dunbracken.
No!
Oh, no. Mum's in Barcelona. You gonna give it to Mum?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I'm going to hire someone who's qualified to do the job.
If you do that, I'll put salt in their tea every day.
If you do that, I will burn this company to the ground.
I'll probably jerk off in the coffee room. Timmy and Phil have put in a request that they are stopping taking the medication, and I don't know how to get them to. I've been trying several techniques, and they have stopped every one of them. So now I'm scared that they're both just, well, going to die, frankly.
This is the final stage in any person's life.
Mine or theirs?
Theirs.
Okay, yes. Yes, I agreed.
You must respect.
They have more life experience than me. Maybe they're just like, wasn't all that great.
Okay, I'm going to stop the training. I'm going to stop the training now.
Okay.
So, do you remember the last time a colleague agreed with you that the residents of this nursing home should die?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of therapy to try and block it out, but apparently that's not what I was supposed to be doing in the therapy.
You're just very willable, Jackson.
I know, but this time I really tried to convince them that they shouldn't want to die, but again, their logic was flawless.
What was their logic?
Respect your elders.
Listen, I understand. I've been there. I came in here, and these old people ran loops around me.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether I was coming or going.
I think if it was just Phil or just Timmy, I could mentally convince one of them. But they're a team in that
Timmy
room.
Timmy is a... They're a powerhouse.
Yeah, the logic puzzles that they get me into in that room of theirs. It's like an escape room, but just in my mind.
Hmm.
But they want to die.
No.
Well, I'm saying that's what they want. I'm not saying.
You're convincing yourself that it's okay because you're trying to get out of this. I'm going to send you back there.
Oh, no.
And you're going to have to tell them that they have to take their medication.
You have to take your medication.
And if they don't take their medication, do you know what you do?
Leave the room and close the door.
Jackson, no.
Pray to God.
Stop relying on God. I stopped relying on God a long time ago. And ever since then, my house keeps burning down.
Wow. Metaphorically or?
Oh no, literally. I don't have insurance. But listen to this. I don't believe in God. So the fact that large singed crosses appear on my lawn is no concern to me. But this isn't about me. This is about you.
They do believe in God.
Timmy believes in God.
Bill, yeah.
Phil and Timmy, yeah. Fimmy,
yes, yeah. I see, yeah. They do. Yes, they believe in God. They said they've done terrible things, and they just want it all over. I think they think they're getting into heaven, though. I don't think they realize that the terrible things element is probably...
What terrible things have they done?
Couldn't get it out of them.
You could get out of them that they've done terrible things.
But they would not. Timmy was almost going to say, but Phil slapped him in the back of the head. Very, very slowly, though, because he doesn't have a lot of movement in his...
Well, then you understand... They have to live.
Oh, God.
Because that is their punishment for the terrible thing.
Whoa, yeah. Maybe hell is that room that they're in, and they need to stay in it as long as possible before real hell. I've been convinced.
I'm glad we came all this way now to see this big giant Irish castle.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Yeah. I love it because it's older than our country.
Yeah. You don't get anything like that. The oldest thing we have is...
Old George, I think.
Yeah, old George, yeah.
He's 89.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm so glad you could come with us, old George.
I'm cold.
Don't worry. Look, finally, something older than you, George.
Yeah, this castle's like 500 years old. 500 years old. That's way older than you.
Yeah.
That is... Four or more times older than me.
Don't worry, we're going to get you that record. We're going to make you older than that castle one day.
All right, I'll
all start tearing away. God.
You guys ready? I brought the dynamite. Wonderful. We're going to make old Georgie hold this damn thing in this place.
We're going to go all around this country.
Hang on. Is that the plan? We're actually going to go around and destroy anything that's older than 89 years old.
Yeah. Oh, my back.
Yeah, George, you keep lifting those bricks. Good work.
You'll never be able to get a job again. People look at that thing still.
I'm applying every day. My LinkedIn profile's flat out.
Wait till you get that tattoo and nobody will want to hire you.
Philly, you
nobody
say...
Nobody wants to hire me anyway!
Is this coming from experience? Did you say you had a tattoo as well?
Don't want to talk about it.
And you still won't give me a job.
All right, so here is something I've just drawn up, I think. You know, I was using both of your ideas. I've put a little bit of the Celtic inspiration into the Ninja Turtles as well. You can see there that you've got...
They're black and they're yellow.
Aye.
Oh. Wow, Granite, that looked really good on you.
I look really good on me because of the scurvy. I'm already a little bit yellow.
It would really blend in.
The black would really pop.
Our turtle's not supposed to be green.
It's an original design.
Granite, what did you say you wanted to get the tattoo again?
Well... It depends, because it can pull down a lot of bits of skin all over my body. So I think it's the one that has the most tension still available in it.
Yeah.
So I think that's my tricep.
Oh, okay. I think we could work with that. Okay, so are you thinking...
Look, there's not much give. There's still there's not much wrinkle there yet.
I know, we can work with it. I've got some clips.
Oh,
I can just
lovely.
Clip back the skin, like, you know, whenever you...
Can I keep them?
Well, I prefer to get them back.
That's all right.
I do. I would use
fair
them
I wouldn't
for,
want to
like,
ruin
my
your...
laundry and things.
I wouldn't
so...
want to ruin your business.
I can help as well. I can hold his skin back if you need
to.
Yeah,
I would appreciate that, you know.
Philly,
sorry, would you like to
What actually happens when you take the clips off and the skin just starts flopping about with a picture on it?
Should you be maybe doing it just au natural? So then, whenever... Age does finally hit me that it just looks the same. Should you do it over the wrinkles? You're the artist.
I'll, you know what, I'm going to incorporate the wrinkles into it, you know, create the movement with it,
this
you know, give a depth to it, as you can see. And the turtles one, we'll have turtle keats here.
Ooh, that's clever.
Yeah, no, if you want to come on back, then we'll get this started here. So I would prefer to, if you're going to be here, I would prefer, sorry, sir, good vibes, really. So you can, if you'd be comfortable, sir, with your friend joining you.
Oh, no, I would actually like both of them to hold me down, because when I lie down, it reminds me of the war.
Dead on.
Yeah, no, I start kicking.
The reason that is because he actually slept through most of the war, and that was his position lying down.
Yeah, but I could hear it in the background.
I can't actually... live on my own at the moment. I have to live with Grandad because he needs me to hold him down every night.
Okay, well, if you want to come on and just, you know, hop in the chair, you can just get held down. I'll go get the clips here and I'll go get some gloves.
Can I just say, you said Tuttle Keats, who are the other three?
Of course. So we've got, so we're basing on Irish artists. So we've got, you know, I've got Turtle Bacon. Irish.
Is that one Daniel O'Donnell?
Yeah, you know, I have decided to, since he said artist, it didn't, you know...
Yeah, artist can be many things.
It would be many, so I've got...
You could put my grandson in if you want, he is...
We've got Turtle Keats, Turtle Bacon...
Turtle Stephen Nolan,
and Turtle O'Donnell. So,
I love this.
And they're all carrying the Hurley sticks, which I think is a really cool idea. So if you want to hop on that wee table there, sir, and we'll get you set down then, all right?
All right, what are you
holding?
All right,
just relax there.
I'm
telling you, you'll regret it.
Oh, no.
I said good vibes. Oh. If you can just...
Just hold me down.
Just hold you down.
Oh. Okay, Grandad, is it going to hurt him?
I can take it.
How much sensation do you have?
I can't feel the right arm.
Oh, you'll love it. All right, then.
That's not a good sign.
Good vibes.
Today to finally do it. Have you started yet?
Yes.
That noise is giving me flashbacks.
Hold me down.
Tell us about your tattoo, Philly. Stop hiding it.
I'm too ashamed.
Is it the same one that he's got?
No, the turtles didn't exist at that point.
Oh, but it's got Hurley sticks.
Not tonight, mate. Nah, not tonight.
Please. It's my birthday.
Oh, go on, mate. Go on. He's all right. He's okay. He looks drunker than he actually is, yeah.
I always look drunk. I look drunk as a kid. I would get carded when going to school. It's just, I have a drunk face. I have a resting drunk face. I like you. You're a good judge of character. Wait, please let me in. It's my birthday.
You just look like this. You're not actually drunk.
I'm a wee bit tipsy, but I look like that. Let me show you my driver's license photo. I look wasted.
Yeah, it really confuses right, the police. Every time the police see it.
Let me see that. All right, when's your birthday?
Today.
Which is?
Wednesday.
Come on, man. It doesn't say the day on here. Say the date.
Does it not? Can I see?
No. This is the test. See how drunk you are.
Oh, okay.
You can't even remember your own birthday, even though it's today.
Come on. It was.
Obviously, I remember it if I'm celebrating it.
Yeah, it's after Christmas. Christmas was a little while ago. But yeah, so hang on.
It's after Christmas, and it's not New Year's yet.
Yeah. So hang on.
So we can work this out.
Yeah, we can figure it out. Hang on. Hang on. You know, it's always the same. You know.
What's your fireworks policy? Sorry.
I mean, I don't think we have one, but I'm going to say no. Don't bring fireworks in?
How much is your coat check?
I mean, we have one, yeah.
Does it charge?
You're not wearing a coat, though. What are you going to...
It's not for the coat.
No, we're just... I think he's just trying to make a point. Like, it's not nice getting asked all these questions. You don't even know the answers to whether your coat check thing...
You get me. This is why you're my best friend in the whole world.
Yeah, see, I mean, this is like... He's asking you questions about your birthday. You can't answer, and then he's not going to let you in. You ask him about the coat drawer thing, the place that he works, and he doesn't even know the answer. I mean, how's that fair?
Right, are you drunk?
I'm no, sir.
Put your
I'm a
hand
professional.
On your nose and walk in a straight line while saying the alphabet backwards.
Yeah.
Not so nice now.
Guys, you're holding up the line a bit. There's people behind you looking to get in. I'm going to need you to...
No, we actually want you to prove what he just asked. We need to know that you're
How
not
do we
drunk,
know you
sir?
Work here? You're not just a drunk guy.
I'm happy to wait.
Do you not see the earpiece?
I got
AirPods. Hold on.
No, not an AirPod. I've got
hold
an up. Earpiece.
Oh, I dropped. Don't step. I'm trying to find...
Hang on.
I wasn't going to do that.
That's a stone. Sorry. No, hang on.
Oh, hey, could you... Can I get in? That's my ID.
He's not the...
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. He's got an AirPod. I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? Trust you? You didn't answer a single question.
He's got one AirPod in one ear. He's clearly more of a bouncer than you are. I mean, you're just wearing some joker in like a big long black
just
coat.
Just leave it at the coat check.
Will
it's
do.
150.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, he knows the coat check. See, sorry, he's more of a bouncer than you
no
are.
No fireworks.
Oh, fine.
What are you doing? I'm doing your job for you. All if right. you work
Excuse
here
me.
Even.
Excuse me.
I do.
Thank you.
I've seen no proof. Can I see that ID, sir?
This is your ID.
You? Oh, happy birthday. Go on, Ryan.
And here we are on the plains observing the rhinoceri as they slowly migrate, because that's the correct term for rhinoceros. Walking across the plains to more grass where they will eat.
Keep going, Barry. We'll put it all in with CGI. Now, could you say there's a seagull flying in?
A seagull?
Yes,
what?
A seagull. We've got a seagull. We've got a very good seagull. It's all
what do you mean,
realistic
seagull?
Feather. It's going to land on the rhinoceros in the finished product. So can you just take that into account, yeah?
What? A fucking seagull? Seagulls and rhinoceroses don't live in the same area.
Well, it's all done by CGI, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, fucking CGI doesn't matter. Where the fuck am I from?
What?
What?
What? You're just doing the voiceover, mate. Just...
All right.
I'm just saying there's a change to the script.
Jesus Christ.
Barry, stop getting too deep when there's changes to the script.
I'm not getting deep, Gerald.
You do. You do this. Yeah. You lose yourself every time.
It's not losing myself. I'm just trying to stay accurate.
You just questioned where you came from, Barry. If that's not losing yourself.
I think you felt like you'd embodied the rhinoceros.
Yeah, and that would be acceptable. But now we need you to embody a rhinoceros that's going to have a seagull landed on it.
All right. From the top. Here we go.
Still recording.
And now a seagull is going to land on a rhinoceros because a seagull has found itself on the African plain.
Well, we can't say it like that because that would be predicting that it's going to happen.
Well,
you need to be more like, and now, oh, look, it has landed on it. You know, you can't say...
Oh, you can't talk like you're God.
I'm vexed.
Well, that's more like look, God gets vexed again.
There's new research. They've found out seagulls all over the African plains.
Yeah.
Rick, I've got some notes from the producer. So he says that there needs to be a puppy in the scene.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A lovely
sake.
Puppy.
A lovely
nice
puppy.
Because the children will like that.
The children will like it, exactly.
Did we get the sponsorship then?
Yeah, we did.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Pedigree. Yeah.
That's
Pedigree
fantastic.
Chum. Pedigree chum, money boys. Yum, come.
Hang about. So a fucking golden retriever puppy is going to suddenly...
No, it's a golden retriever. It's a Yorkie. It's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Pedigree chum don't use Yorkies. They use golden retrievers,
don't they? They're advertising all different dogs,
No, that's why we're using a Yorkie, because the Yorkie is going to be stamped on by the rhinoceros, killed instantly.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
wait, is that...
Yeah, it's going to be killed instantly, and then it's going to say, Pedigree is the best Yorkie son.
This could win you an award, you know.
Oh, what? Really?
I've never seen David Ambrose narrate a puppy being crushed to death by a rhino.
And we're going to do the CGI on it. I did see this. It's...
They've really got good with the blood effects,
all right. The slow motion is incredible.
Slow motion?
Slow motion puppy getting crushed.
They've started using AI, apparently.
Whoa, no. Hold on a minute. Right, so there's slow motion here.
Don't you talk slow.
Yeah.
Not like last time. It took about 15 hours for you to get through that monologue about the gazelles and all that.
Right, okay.
Right. So you talk normal speed.
Normal speed.
You haven't even got the footage in front of you because it's all done in post now.
But hold on.
So just don't even mention slow motion to him. You know,
yeah, he's a bit slow himself.
Hang on. Give me a cue when the slow-mo's in, yeah? And I won't talk slow much, right? I'll just slow my diction by about...
We'll speed you up in post, even if it makes you sound silly.
I'm not going to...
And if you want to be up for the awards, you don't want to sound like you've taken a fucking lung full of helium.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, Barry?
Right. Listen, I'm just thinking, if it's in slow motion, if I was to maybe talk around 15% speed, I think that's all right.
15% of general or like, so are you saying?
15% of Alan when he's pissed.
Ooh.
Pissed off. Not pissed drunk. Pissed off.
Alan, not a quantitative measure, is it?
It is, because when you're angry...
When you're angry, you're precise.
Speed talker, mate.
Yeah.
You got more notes than the producer.
Yeah, so Barry, basically, the slower you talk, the less you get paid.
Oh.
Fuck that, right? Here we go. No,
does it work the other way around, though? Does he get paid more if he talks faster?
It's a flat rate.
Oh, this isn't a newspaper in the 20s where by word? Okay, good.
Well, hold on a minute. This is a bit of a bollocks up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get penalised for talking slower.
I think this is a contract you signed.
No, after
is that right?
Yeah, after you talk so slow.
Back to the fucking rhino.
Yeah,
so Barry,
already
Barry.
The seagull is
still
landed.
Recording.
And Barry, okay. Barry, you signed an NDA, so you can't tell anybody about any of this.
Oh, yeah. I did. I signed an NDA.
To be fair, what is that?
We're doing a murder suicide pact if anyone admits this.
I signed an NDA. Right. An NDA.
And now, to be fair, in this
never didn't happen.
Exactly. And now don't forget, Barry, you can be surprised by the fact that the Yorkie is there this time, because the seagull is natural, but the Yorkie, it's going to die. It shouldn't be there in the first place. We're saying bad things about Yorkies. We're saying they don't know where they should be.
Oh, I'm with you.
Also, they said the boys up high, they said there needs to be a lady in a bikini.
Oh.
Is that what distracts the rhino?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how the Yorkie gets killed.
Oh, that's...
It's her dog.
And is she going to be CGI?
Jesus.
She's going to be CGI.
She's
an irresponsible dog owner, letting it around in a safari.
Right.
Yeah. And why she would buy Yorkies, because she's an irresponsible dog owner.
Yeah. Yes. Yorkies are terrible dogs.
Got it. Okay, here we go. From the top.
And she's called Brenda.
Brenda.
You don't have to say it, but just know that that helps inform
Brenda's
her character.
Brenda's my motivation. Right. Yeah. Right. And now... We see a rhino slowly migrating to get some grass. Oh, a seagull now land on his horn.
Sorry, a little faster, Barry.
Seagulls love landing on rhino's horns. Seagulls love to do that because they moisten the horn so it can kill easier and slip into the carcass of the enemy.
But what's this?
Oh, no! A wee Yorkie named Jeff is barreling towards rhino. And there's a woman in a bikini. The bikini is red with leopard print. It's agitated the rhino. The rhino is now barreling towards the Yorkie, and the Yorkie starts left.
This
and
is
the
a slow-mo. Slow-mo now.
Darting right, and now the Yorkie is
being faster,
crushed. It's in smithereens. It resembles Heinz tomato ketchup.
Can you also specify it's a Victoria's Secret bikini? Because we're getting sponsored by them as well.
Victoria's Secret have sponsored a leopard print bikini, but do not endorse rhino annoyance.
That was fucking perfect, Barry.
That was Do you know what? I really felt it that time.
I mean, you named the dog, but we can cut that out.
I actually liked it because it gives a little bit of more emotion.
Maybe we could have a
close-up
of a collar.
Oh, yeah. Like a little
bone. Right? Because I have a mate who does dog collars, but they're done by...
Do you think he'd be willing to sponsor?
Well, listen to this, right? He works for D&G and they're dog collars, so we could have D&G in it as well.
Wow, this is amazing. Sounds, yeah. We're going to make money and possibly Barry's going to win the award.
Sounds like a wrap.
Yeah.
Shall we go, anyone for the pub?
Fucking hell, it's Monday. Agwon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we go. Right. Do the boys upstairs want to come? We never invite them to anything.
It's because they're accountants.
Yeah.
They work for a different company. Drink.
Money people, we can't be dealing with that.
Well, hang on.
No, they're really bad guys. They're really bad guys.
Oh, Sally, I'm
sorry. That's why I'm...
The go-between. Sally, every time you leave the room and disappear upstairs, you just come down and, you know, you always seem to say the right things, like, but I've never once met these boys from upstairs.
Honestly, I have.
I'm just going to nip out and see what they're like.
No, I wouldn't do that, Barry.
Oh, fuck, you know.
Jesus Christ, lads, the boys upstairs, the mop people, they're just mops.
Yeah. I know.
They're just mops.
That's why we told you not to go there,
we told
Barry.
You, Barry. Barry. Once you know, it's hard to go back.
I don't think you understand. This whole CGI ripoff of Discovery Channel has been run by mops.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Connaught McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Niall McKenna, Kieran Sands, Robert Vaughan, Gemma Burnett, Owen Heading, Mark Henry, James Geddes, Drew Henry, and Kat McKnight. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.